Now let's get on to chapter 4, which is requirements gathering. So what are we going to study over here is the IIBA perspective on requirement elicitation. Prepare for elicitation, conduct the elicitation, confirm the elicitation results, communicate business analysis information, manage stakeholder collaboration, requirements elicitation, projects foundation, requirement elicitation techniques, requirement elicitation analysis, and requirements discovery, requirements classification of organization, requirements prioritization and negotiation, requirements specification, study of business process, key perspectives and tools for studying a business process, and the five big challenges of eliciting requirements. Summary. Okay. So let's now start with the introduction, which is elicitation. What it is a process of gathering or extracting information, knowledge, requirements from stakeholders, customers, end users, or any other relevant sources. It involves a set of techniques, tools, and approaches used by business analysts to identify, document, validate, and manage stakeholder needs and expectations for a project or initiative. The goal of elicitation is to ensure that requirements produced are accurate, complete, relevant, and useful, but they also align with the project goals and objectives. Elicitation is a critical activity in the business analysis process, and it is essential for delivering project that meet the stakeholders' needs and expectations. Okay, so what exactly is elicitation? Now understand, as discussed firstly initially in chapter 1, the entire objective of this chapter is requirements gathering, and elicitation becomes a part of requirement gathering. Requirement gathering, and so we have to discuss what is elicitation in detail before we go on to the requirement gathering process and how it can add value to the requirements gathering process. Okay, understand very clearly that requirement gathering is one of the very critical aspects when it comes to project management, because it can either affect the deliverables, the quality of the project, or it can affect the timelines for that matter. It can also affect the, if you miss out on the right requirement, then you're possibly going to miss out on maybe the correct estimation, and in exchange the money if you do not put that requirement, because if that requirement is not documented, or if you have not accounted for it, then what is going to happen is at the end of the day, you're going to land up making that change and putting it as a correction without being paid for it, and it can even take your whole project for a toss. If you remember right at the beginning stage, when we were talking about acquiring the project and going along with the sales team as a business analyst to understand the needs of the project, that's what we are doing. We are trying to understand the requirement of the project. So the entire working for the project starts from that particular phase. Coming back to the first line, which is the definition for elicitation. So let's understand how elicitation can help me with the requirement gathering process, how it can be more effective, and how it can add on to the entire effectiveness. So elicitation is a process of gathering or extracting information, knowledge, or requirements from stakeholders, customers, end users, or any other relevant sources. Understand, anybody and everybody who are going to work or who are going to be involved with the project, that means they're going to use the solution or the product, needs to be part of your elicitation. So if you're going to be basically changing the process, then you would probably want to meet up with the employees or the executives who are the ones who are going to be impacted and get their view on the entire situation and how you would make it, how would it make it easier for them to use the solution or the service. Understand, at the end of the day, they are the people who are going to be using and would determine the success of your project. It involves a set of techniques, tools, and approaches used by business analysts to identify, document, validate, and manage stakeholder needs and expectation for a project or a initiative. So obviously, again, elicitation, we will study that in detail, has a lot of ways I can get elicitation. So what am I talking about in elicitation? I'm talking about, like it mentions over here, extracting information or knowledge or requirements. Oh, you're trying to gain as much information about your project as much as possible from different sources. Now understand, when you're gathering information, and this is again something we are going to talk about, it becomes very important that you understand to differentiate between your requirement. Which requirement is important, which is not, which is easy to implement, which might not be possible to implement, and does it even certain requirements would just not be relevant to your project. Now, to get all this information out in the right possible manner, you would either need to use a particular technique or tool, or you would need to use a group or a set of tools and technologies to understand each and every one of them. At the end of the day, once you've gathered the information, identifying the correct information, documenting it, getting it validated, and managing what the stakeholders are looking for also becomes very important, because you cannot start working on the project till the requirements are signed off. The goal of elicitation is to ensure that the requirements produced are accurate, complete, relevant, useful, and they align with your project goals and objective. The important thing to note over here is we are talking about relevant and useful. That means what is going to happen is when you speak to the users, you speak to the stakeholders, there's going to be a lot of requirements that would come into the picture. Now, there are some requirements which are obviously going to be very helpful for you, and you would have to probe them with the different elicitation techniques to get the requirements out from them. But at certain times, what is going to happen is that the entire elicitation technique or the information, some of the information derived during elicitation might not even be relevant to my project, or in a way it might not add any value to the project, and someone just passed it as a passing comment. It might not be useful to the objective of my business goal. In that case, you need to be able to decide what is relevant, what is not relevant, what is useful, what is not useful. And you need to ensure that you have got the complete information. And also, finally, it's not just about the completeness of the information. The information needs to be highly accurate. Understand, the elicitation and elicitation adding on to requirement gathering plays a very crucial role when it comes to your project goals and objective. Elicitation is a critical activity in business analysis process, and it is essential for delivering successful projects that meet stakeholders' needs and expectations. When I go into elicitation, understand, I'm talking, like I said, it is definitely something that starts off my business analysis project and one of the most critical parameters. If I do not get the requirements or the elicitation in place, what is going to happen is, like I said earlier, I'm going to miss out on requirements. It's going to affect the budget of the project. It's going to affect the timelines of the project. And at the end of the day, when I miss out on things from my elicitation activity, or if the elicitation activity is not conducted properly, you're not going to be able to meet the stakeholders' needs and requirements because you did not get the expectations from them correctly. Elicitation requires strong communication, interpersonal, analytical skills from business analysts to interact effectively with stakeholders. Understand their perspective and concern, ask the right question, and document the information in a clear and concise manner. Okay, now with elicitation, there are a variety of ways which we'll discuss how elicitation or requirement gathering can be conducted. For that, what you're going to be doing is probably, and the main thing what you're going to be doing is communicating. Now, when I'm communicating for someone to trust me and share their concerns, share what they expect or their perspectives, which is could be important in this case, I would need to build that kind of a bond with the person. So I, as a business analytics, need to have that kind of skills where not only am I able to communicate strongly, but I'm also able to build that interpersonal bond with a person f and make that person comfortable, or the con stakeholder comfortable, who will make what will that will make him share his perspectives, his concerns with me. Also, during the process and building the bond, I shouldn't forget that I need to ask the right question and finally document the information very clearly and in a concise manner. If the opposite person or the stakeholder is giving me an entire paragraph, I don't need to write the entire paragraph when I document it. I will just gather the relevant information out of it and summarize what is the key points that were part of the discussion. In the field of IT, requirements gathering refers to understanding the user's expectation of the IT solution. Like I said, if it is IT, then what I'm going to do is understand what kind of a UI, because in a field of IT, users are the one who are actually going to determine the success of my solution. They are the ones that are finally going to use my end products. So my requirement gathering at that point of time plays a very important role. And then I also need to understand what is the user expecting. A certain UI, it should be UI user friendly, it needs to be simple, so it should not be a hindrance in using, because all of these are factors that are going to affect the solution. The aim of requirement gathering should be to uncover the real business problem or the opportunity that needs to be addressed. Your stakeholders or your sponsor, the one who are paying for the project, are ultimately going to decide what is the real business or what is the business problem that they want addressed. But you can use the elicitation process or the requirement gathering process to understand whether this is the actual problem, what is the possible problem that is actually needs to be addressed, and is there an opportunity where I can add value to my project? In practice, it is critical to thoroughly understand the business process in order to understand the function it performs, how it is performed at each step, impediments, control, constraints, the function's core purpose, and so on. When you are doing elicitation or when you're doing requirement gathering, please understand my first point was trying to understand the business process or gaining the relevant expertise. Now, if I'm not able to perform all of that or understand that function, I will not be able to figure it out. Additionally, what it will also tell me is what are the tasks or what are the functions that need to be performed at each stage. Are there going to be any constraints or are there existing constraints to it? Does it meet the core purpose? And I can gather a lot of information if I do elicitation in the right manner. So, what does the IIBA's perspective say on this? Elicitation and collaboration is an important knowledge area in the BA Book Business for Guide for Business Analysis. Elicitation and collaboration knowledge area includes tasks to obtain information from stakeholders and confirm the results, as well as communication with stakeholders. This on knowledge area is the main part to discovering requirements and design information, which can involve various methods such as talking with stakeholders directly, researching topics, experimenting, or simply being handed the information. Now, we are talking about the elicitation and collaboration knowledge area, which is part of the IIBA framework, which is mentioned in the BAB Book Guide, and also what we discussed in Chapter 2. Now, with elicitation comes collaboration, which is a method where I obtain information and I also confirm the information that I've obtained. So I have the relevant communication with the stakeholders along over a period of time or during the deliverables, and I'm able to get the feedback from them in the right manner and at the right time. Now, when you're talking about this knowledge area, this is where I am trying to understand requirements. I'm trying to understand how my design should be. I'm trying to understand my stakeholders. So I'm also trying to understand how communication with the stakeholders works. Then at certain points, I will also be experimenting with certain things. I will research me the topics, maybe researching about the industry or researching about the problem that needs to be solved. At the it would also mean that when I'm doing elicitation and collaboration, I might just be handed the information on a piece of paper, saying, "Oh, this is the information. Please go about with it." Collaboration is the act of two or more people working together towards a common goal. The elicitation collaboration knowledge area describes how business analysts identify and reach an agreement on the mutual understanding of all types of business analysis information. So, finally, saying that collaboration, as we understand, is when two, one or more people work together. So, I get the stakeholders and the development team to work together because we all want to reach a common goal. And that is my work as a business analyst. Now, when it comes to analysts, elicitation and collaboration, at one point of time in elicitation, I am able to identify what my requirements are, understand what they are, and when I talk about collaboration, everything that I mentioned in requirements might not be possible on a technical or a solution end. So, when we are able to collaborate successfully, we can easily come to a solution or an agreement to understand how things work and reach a common stuff ground when it comes to the solution. The BOC lists five activities that are part of the elicitation and collaboration process. And what are the five activities? Prepare for elicitation, conduct elicitation, confirm elicitation results, communicate business analysis information, manage stakeholder collaboration. So we've seen these activities. Now let's look at it in further. Preparation for elicitation. This task focuses on understanding the scope of the elicitation process and defining the stakeholders and activities to be included. Elicitation techniques are based on factors such as cost and time constraint, organizational culture, and source of business analysis information. Now you have to conduct or prepare for the elicitation. First, you have to understand the scope. So if you remember, previously we had taken a scope where we said we have about 20 stakeholders and we need to hold meetings with all of them, which we roughly will do in half a day. Or if matters go worse, then probably it will take me 1.5 days to just conduct the elicitation, one of the steps in the elicitation process. Also, before going on to the stakeholders, I would need to do a stakeholder analysis and identify what is the role that the stakeholder is playing in my project. So that when I go to him with the elicitation, to conduct the elicitation, I know what to expect or have a generic idea over what is expected from this thing. And within the elicitation or the preparation, I will need to plan out meeting the stakeholders and having communication with the stakeholders and how much time will it take for me to note it down, derive a solution, get it confirmed, and all of it. Again, when I talk about the techniques, they depend on a lot of things. Since we have multiple techniques, do I need to do a personal interview? Do I need to run a focus group? What is the cost that it constraint that we have? What is the time constraint? If I want to complete maybe 20 stakeholders in like 1 hour, and that's the only time the organization has given me, maybe I'll want to run a discussion forum or a focus group to get relevant information rather than doing a personal interview or brainstorming. Again, organization culture obviously will play a major role, and what will also play a major role will be all the different sources of business analysis that you can acquire before going for the elicitation. Follow-up activities include setting up logistics, ensuring support materials are available, preparing stakeholders for the elicitation. The deliverable produced by this task is the elicitation activity plan. So, when I'm supposed to meet the stakeholders for the elicitation, I will inform them beforehand that I'm going to meet them and this is the reason that I need to meet them. I will need to schedule a meeting with them. I will also need to follow up on what is the logistic, what are the support materials, if they are available, whether the stakeholders are available for the elicitation, do they have the time or do we have a time constraint. Additionally, the deliverable produced will be called as the elicitation activity plan. Now we come, so once we have done the preparation for elicitation, we'll come to the conduct the elicitation. Now, conduct elicitation, like the name suggests, is the place where the elicitation actually takes place. What IIBA says, three types of elicitation: collaborative, research and experiments. This task is where the majority of the work is done. Each elicitation event delivers elicitation results. The sponsor can play an important role in this guide by providing authorization and helping to involve the stakeholders. Okay, so when I talk about collaborative, I meet the stakeholders together. I try to get the users and the stakeholders together. Because this is where, when you're conducting the elicitation, you're gathering majority of the requirements that are required for the deliverable of your project or the business analysis project. So you want to ensure that you get the maximum work done over here and you get as much input as possible. Like I said earlier, yes, some of the input is going to be irrelevant, but extra data is more than less data. At least if I have extra data, I can remove what is not relevant to me or to the project. But if I have something that's missing, then everything will go for a toss. Again, once I've conducted every elicitation event, will deliver an elicitation result, or I'll get a result out of it. If you're having a problem while conducting the elicitation, you can also involve either your or previously the sponsor to tell them to involve the give a compulsion if the stakeholders are not willing to get involved. So he will need to authorize the entire process of interviewing the stakeholders and ensuring that the stakeholders get involved in the elicitation process. Then what do we have to do is confirm the elicitation results. Business analysts document the elicitation result after each elicitation event. The main goal of the confirm elicitation result task is to ensure accuracy and consistency of the obtained information. Business analysts compare the information against the source and previously collected data. Detecting errors or omissions in the elicitation results is possible during this task. Resolving any issues early can help prevent larger problems down the line. So when I'm saying about confirming the elicitation results, like we spoke about earlier, that I might get a paragraph of information, but out of the paragraph, what is the data that is event relevant to me? Have I documented that correctly? I will need to go back and verify that I've not only with what I've documented, does it have the required information? Does it have relevant information? Have I copied the accurate information? Is that information consistent across all stakeholders, users? And only then it will also, this what it does, it helps me understand the errors or omissions that are there in my results, and I can pre-prepare the results or make modifications before we go and confirm and resolve any issues. Understand, your elicitation results is something that is going to drive your business analysis project. So that becomes a very critical part of the entire life cycle. Communicate business analysis information. So the task aims to achieve a shared sharing of the obtained information. Business analysts organize the confirmed information into packages based on audience, information needs, communication style, and formality level. The packages can be shared formally or informally. Different forms of communication can be used, as approaching a group or individual email meetings. The choice of communication approach depends on the audience and the purpose of the communication. Now, what is going to happen is, once I have verified, then I need to do is communicate. Now understand, most of the times I'm not dealing with one stakeholder. I'm dealing with multiple stakeholders at the same time. So every stakeholder is going to have their preferred method of communication. And if I want them on board on a common consensus, I will need to take that into, as a business admin, take it into consideration. So who is my audience? What is the information I need? How, what is the communication style they prefer? What is the level of formality that they prefer? Do they prefer to keep it slightly informal, or do they want to keep it formal? And how should the future communication packages be discussed? Should that also be discussed formally or informally? Again, how would you communicate when you're communicating to the group? How would you communicate to the individuals? Would email be preferred, meetings be preferred? And so even within the business analytic process, depends on the kind of audience and the purpose of communication, you would probably change your technique at every point of time. Manage stakeholder collaboration. Manage stakeholder collaboration task aims to encourage stakeholders to collaborate. The task involves gaining agreement from the stakeholders about their commitments to the initiative, including how will they spend their allocated time. The task also involves checking the stakeholders' level of participation and performance. The purpose of this task is to find ways to better approach stakeholders and ensure optimal performance in business analysis activities. So, manage stakeholders. So, when you're in a project, definitely you don't have one stakeholder. You have multiple stakeholders. You have the sponsor, you have the users, you have the SMEs, you have the technical team. Now, what happens is most of the times, all of these within the project or from different teams will need to collaborate with each other. So you want to be able to increase this collaboration so that you are able to deal with work smoothly. There might be certain tasks or certain technicalities that one team from another team might understand, which you might not understand, or you might not want to be the hindrance in communication and the bottleneck for the communication. So you have to ensure that the stakeholders are able to communicate with each other. They are able to share their views clearly. They are able to even discuss what is their level of commitment, how much time they are spending, and how are they spending that time, what are the tasks that they are going to perform, and all of that. So it also will show you the level of participation, the performance of each and every stakeholder, and the ultimate goal of managing stakeholder collaboration is to know how to approach their stakeholders and how to get maximum performance from them when it comes to the business analysis activities. Requirement elicitation, a project's foundation. So this is what I have been telling at the beginning of this chapter, is that ultimately we are going to apply elicitation to requirement, and part of the requirement gathering process. The first line itself says the process of gathering requirements is crucial to the success of a project, which I have been discussing. The business analyst or the BA is typically responsible for managing this phase. This is completely an onus on your owners, so you have to be very careful while doing the requirement gathering, whether it is with the sales team or it is on your own to gather the requirements. Requirements elicitation is a set of activities that involve obtaining information from stakeholders, users, and customer. This information is then used to design the project or the solution. So, like I also mentioned earlier, there are multiple ways that I can do requirements elicitation. Do I want to do one activity or do I want to do a combination of activities to gather the information will again depend on the kind of work that I'm doing and also the kind of audience that I'm doing meeting. When I'm saying the kind of work, I mean what is the business goal of my project. The success of the project relies heavily on the accuracy and the completeness of the information gathered during requirements elicitation. The BA must ensure that all necessary requirements are accounted for to achieve the project's goal. The elicitation mistakes have been shown to be major causes of system fail or abandonment of the project. Such failures can be very costly, either resulting in complete loss or expensive efforts to fix mistake. Effective elicitation techniques can help reduce the mistakes and failures. And please, this is like when I started this chapter, and right now also in the middle of the chapter, I'm just saying one thing, that your project success depends on gathering the scope. Requirements elicitation tells me what exactly is the scope of my project. It tells me how I will plan the budget for the project, or what is the RFP cost that I would put in with the project. It would tell me at the end how effective my solution has been. So you need to ensure that you have not only gathered information, the information is complete and also accurate for that matter. Also, like I said earlier, extra information is still acceptable because I can choose to ignore what I don't need. But missing information, like it mentions here, could prove to be very costly. My project could go completely out of budget. I could affect my rapport with the client. I could lose a client for that matter. So I could also lose a profit in the organization. So it's very important that the right techniques and the right elicitation is done to help reduce what are the mistakes and failures that are occurring or are possible to occur. So what are the possible techniques that we can have? The commonly used techniques as identified by Abok is includes brainstorming. So this is also called as something called as design thinking, where I can sit with the users or a group of people and we could all brainstorm on the possible user interface, on what is the requirement and all of that. So it would be a gathering of people which would talk about various ideas. It could be the technical teams giving possible risk and all of them. Document analysis. So if I have a document that has been handed out to me, then I would need to read the document properly. It does not matter if it is a 40 or a 50-page document or a 10-page document. I need to ensure that I've gathered the right information from the documents and made a note of it. Then I have focus groups. So I would have groups of people coming together and focusing and talking about the problem or the solution possibly to it. Interface analysis, where I would want to analyze the UI, the interface, the possible problems with the system. Interviews, I can conduct personal interviews. That's what is ideally aimed at with all the stakeholders. Before I go into brainstorming or focus groups, I would probably want to conduct personal interviews. Also, a personal interview, as far as requirement elicitation is concerned, can be a boon because it can help you understand the stakeholder, help build your rapport with the stakeholders, so you are able to gather more and have more cooperation from the stakeholder. Observation, job shadowing, that means I basically just go into the organization depending to understand the culture, the organizational culture, how things work, how people are responding to new initiatives, how is the general work culture, how is the general vibe across the operations floor or wherever that I'm talking about. It's prototyping, which also includes storyboarding, navigation for screen flows. So I'll probably start with asking, if I'm doing an IT product, then how does my UI need to look? What are the different screens in the UI? I would have them draw it, then decide how does it need to flow, which screen needs to go to which screen, and how does the entire navigation system work. Requirement workshop. So I'll hold workshop to understand the requirements, to speak to the people in a group. Survey and questionnaire. I can maybe roll out a survey or a questionnaire to gather requirements. So now that we've done with the gathering of the requirements, the next step becomes the requirements elicitation and analysis. So now I've got all the requirements. I've got, maybe if I've done it rightly, then I've got more than what I need. Now I need to classify, organize the requirements, prioritize and negotiate. Maybe there are some requirements that will not work, and finally get a requirement specification. If the requirement specification is not up to the mark, then I will need to refollow all the steps once again. So first is requirements discovery, which talks about a process of interacting with and gathering the requirements from the stakeholder about the requirement system and the existing system, if any. Gathering and understanding requirements is a challenging process. Stakeholder may not have a clear idea of what they want the software to do, or may have unrealistic requirements. So the process of requirement gathering or discovery is very important. Now, here you're interacting, you're gathering requirements from the various stakeholders. If the stakeholders have a very clear idea about what is the new system that would needs to come in and how is it different from the existing system, they will be able to add value. But then there'll be certain times where the stakeholders are not sure what they want, or they might just have expectations which are unrealistic. Now you need to not only try and gather information as to what they want the solution to do, but also manage their unrealistic requirements. Stakeholders may provide conflicting requirements which must be discovered and resolved. There may be external factors that will influence the stakeholder decision, such as manager who want to take full control of the management system. So again, the stakeholder might, depending on his role, might give you some conflicting requirements. Again, you will need to get into more details to understand and resolve what is the conflict and what is exactly the requirement that is required. Also, in certain matters, what could happen is the stakeholder's decision could be biased. So you need to take care of that bias also and ensure that everything is falling into the same place and understand what is the factors that are possibly influencing that decisions, or is that information correct or irrelevant. So what techniques can I use to for analysis, interviews, use cases and scenarios? Maybe there is a use case, a business case in the past, a similar scenario that was done by somebody else that I could go through and possibly implement some of it into my project. So what is the interviews talking about? During interviews, the requirements gathering team asks stakeholders about the current system in use, the system that needs to be developed, and hence they can gather the requirements from the answers. It is nothing but a simple personal interview of the stakeholder to understand the requirements. The interview questions fall into two categories: closed-ended, a predefined set of questions; open-ended, there is no predefined expected answer. They are more like generic questions. It is used to explore issues that aren't clear in a less structured way. So I would probably start the interview with a lot of open-ended questions, and towards the end, I would start moving on to more closed-ended questions. The open-ended questions would allow me to develop a rapport with the stakeholder and to understand the thoughts and things, give me a more wide answer when it comes to my requirements, while closed-ended questions towards the end would help me narrow down as to what is that person looking for. Especially, this is very important to have open-ended questions when the stakeholder does not know what they are expecting or has unrealistic expectations. Then it helps you to go from an unstructured way to a more structured way, getting the requirements clarity a little better. Use cases and scenarios. Use cases and scenarios are effective techniques for eliciting the requirement. Use cases identify interactions between the system and its users or other external systems using graphical notations. A scenario is a textual description of one or more of these interactions. Use cases are not effective for eliciting high-level business, non-functional, or domain requirements. This is because they focus solely on the interaction with the system. So if I have to develop a completely new system which does not exist, probably I will not use use cases and scenarios. But if I'm trying to move from one to another, that means from one system to another new system, then using use cases will definitely be interaction would be more important, and to understand how is the system functioning and what is not going right, what is not going wrong. So not an ideal way to do it, but yeah, it might give you some inputs for the requirement gathering process.